Welcome to Shom Machshav on the Daf, Shir Sponsor, Lur Nishmas, Am Yakashom, Lea Basitzchok. We're holding in Bo'obasro, Daf Ein Gimel, where Nagat Esarav Bachano, and reached Maimer Dalet, the fourth Maimer, and Daf Ein Gimel would base. So says the Gemara, Amar Rabo, Ledidi Chazili, or Zili Bar Yoyme. I saw the Urzile was one day old. What's an Urzile? The Rashbam says it's a Re'em, translated to some kind of a wild ox or to antelope. This animal that was just born, the Ave Kehar Tavor, was large as the mountain of Tavor. Ve'a Tavor Kamahavo, how large is Har Tavor? Arboim Parse, that's the gears of the Marsha and the Vilna Goin, is 40 parses. Umashcha de Tavore Tlosa Parse, and the length of its neck is 3 parses. The place where he lays down his head, Parso Palgo. Rama Kufto, which means the Tilu Rehi, his feces, Vesoker Lo Leardono, and he closed up the Yarden, the river. So what is the meaning of this mimer? What is the message of this mimer? So we still have over here the Bir Hagura, and the Vilna Gaon tells us that we're talking about the Re'em Bar Yoimo, the one day old Re'em, is referring to the following. It's brought down the pasuk, Bechor Shoroi Hodor Loi Vekarnei Re'em Karnov. That's the description that we have, that you have a Bechor Shor and you have the Karnaim of Re'em. So explains the Vilna Gaon, this is a message of how to learn Torah. The first stage of learning Torah is Rav Tvuas Bekoyach Shor. A person has to be Limikras. You have to learn a lot. You have to cover a lot of ground. Then you come and use the horns. The horns, the Karni Re'em, refers to Masa Umaton Shel Pilpul. So you're able to reach the horns, the Karni Re'em, only after going through the stage of Bechor Shor, of learning Torah and covering ground. Lemigras Vehadel Lemizbar. First person needs to know what he's talking about. He needs to have the background of Torah. Then he can come and do pilpul and try to base on that, the lundis, and build on top of that. Says the Vilna Gaon, this is the message of this mimer. We're talking about here Re'em Bar Yoim, who was just born. But he feels already like a Re'em. Karnei Re'em. He feels he has Karnei. Talk about someone starting to learn Torah. And right away, in the beginning of his learning Torah, before he knows anything, he starts to do pilpul, he starts to do lomtis. So brings the Vilna Gaon, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that says, Chamro ozil mibai karne, udne de'avel egzizemine. The donkey wanted to have horns. They took away his ears. Somebody who just starts to learn, and right away tries to reach the karnaim, tries to reach the horns, he misses out, he loses out his ears that he already has. Even the little turd that he has, he loses. Because he doesn't have the basis or that on that he can come and do pilpul. And this Rav Moshe in the Sefer Nechus Yomo goes on to expand upon this. And he says, he brings the Maharal. The Maharal says, speaks about the Mishnayos, B'chamesh L'mikro, B'nesu L'mishno, B'chamesh Esrei L'gemara. A person needs to learn Gemara only after he has the basis of Torah and Mishnah. This was not accepted in Am Yisrael exactly that way. But says Rav Moshe, used to be in previous generations, that a person went to yeshiva, he knew Masechtos. He learned the entire Masechta. He was able to cover full Masechta and have that basis of knowledge of Torah and then to go and do pilpul. Says today you go to yeshivas, they learn a few blad here, a few blad there. And they don't really have any yediyas of Torah. And right away jump into pilpulim and iyunim. Continues the Gaon and says, that's what the Gemara here is saying, that this re'em is kehar tovar. What was har tovar? Har tovar, explains the Gaon, is one of the mountains that said, I want to receive the Torah on me. Rekosh Boch was trying to bring the Torah. So har tovar, and the Carmel came and said, give the Torah on us. We're special. Jehovah said, no, give me it on our Sinai. So our Torah is a representation of a mountain who says, I'm the one who should receive Torah. He comes and has that gaiva, which is not the appropriate one. And the Gaon goes on to explain what is our boy in Parso, or maybe use one sentence from it, even the Gaon did not say it exactly. But we know then, our boy in Labino, boy represents when a person is ready to do pilpul. This re'aim feels it's already there right away when it's one day old. And what it says, that's three parsos, the height of his neck, is because that's the height that the Gemara brings regarding the height of the clouds. So it means he's very tall up there in Shemayim. And bei marboso parso mechzo, what that means, explains the Goyen, that he feels he's choshev like Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was sitting in the middle of Machne Yisrael. The entire Machne Yisrael is three parsos. Moshe Rabbeinu is sitting right in the middle, parsa and a half, inside Machne Yisrael. It's all a remnant to this re'aim that feels that is so chashuv. Moshe adds to this that although the Goyen just spoke about a regular person who starts learning and feels very good about himself, but really this goes back to Adam HaRishon. Because Adam HaRishon, in the first day of the Bria, he right away in the beginning there went and decided to decisions. He did pilpul on his own, what he should do, what he should not do, should he eat and not eat. He didn't follow the basic knowledge of what he got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he brought the world to destruction. Concludes the Vilna Gaon and says, what does this Re'aim do when he sees it's not able to be successful? Ramek Kufto V'Socher L'Nahar. So what he does is, he puts his feces and he closes up the river. So he says two explanations. Either the pshat is that he goes and he's mavish the reach of Tamei Chachamim, makes fun of other Tamei Chachamim. Says, they don't know what they're talking about. And that's really called the kufto le'yardona. The yardona refers to Tamei Chachamim. He puts a kufto over there. But the second pshat, says the Goyin, we're talking here in Nahar Yarden. Yeah, the Yarden refers also to the Nahar Dinor. Dinor is the same letters as Yarden. Now what is it, Nahar Dinor? So here comes Ramosha and then Chusayom to explain what the Vilna Gaon means. The Gemara in Chagiga says that there's a Nahar Dinor that comes from the Zeya of the Chayos. It comes from the sweat of the Chayos. What does it mean, the Chayos? The Chayos are what is described in Novi. It's called animals, Chayos HaKodesh. They are the ones that are carrying the Merkava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? It means that's the hanhoga of the world. The Merkava is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's roichev in the world. It's the hanhoga of Hashem in this world. The chayos are the ones, so to speak, are the carrying that chariot of the hanhoga in the world. When they sweat, it means that kivyochol, the hanhoga of the world, the hanhoga of Hashem in the world, is getting difficult. It's not easy to bring hanhoga Hashem to the world. So they're sweating. Meaning, there's Rishoyim in the world that are causing here the everything against Kovet Hashem. And that's why the Gemara says, Deon Chagigo, this Nahar Dinor, that comes from the Zeah the Chayos, that's where the Rishoyim get punished. Before going into the Oilam HaEmes, there's a Nahar Dinor you have to pass through. The Tzadikim passed through Nahar Dinor, similar to what Am Yisrael passed the Yarden before they went into Eretz Yisrael. And we're not going to go into this now. The Rishoyim go into Nahar Dinor and they stay stuck over there. They can't go out. This person, this Re'aim, that felt so good about himself and made fun of all the other Tamei Chachamim, he stays in the Nahar Dinor. That's what it means. Rami Kuft V'Socher L'Yardono, he gets stuck in the Yarden, refers to himself, refers to the punishment that he has to be in the Yarden. And concludes the Vilna Gaon and says, so we have here Mahalach, we're talking about this Ma'amor, we're speaking about the Toyu, about the bad in the world. The Yitzhara takes the Adam, gives him Gaivu. And then he has Taivu and Kovoid, as we saw before. And he has jealousy. He himself wants right away to be so Choshev before he worked on it. And when he's not able to accomplish anything because he doesn't really have the background. So then he goes and he does Kino and he puts down everybody else. And according to the Pshat of the Vilna Gaon, this refers to specifically or in a more particular way, the way people are learning. But really, it has an idea in general for anybody who's trying a new Mahalach that tries to jump and to go up to stages they doesn't belong to. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.